I'm doing great. No better start the morning.
Right? Nice and bright and early. Well, I'm so glad to have you on. I want to jump right into this. We want to talk about weight gain you can't get rid of. You know, your hair is falling out. All these hormonal changes. Could it be perimenopause? Could it be menopause? My girlfriend is only 36. Her doctor says, you are experiencing perimenopause symptoms. I know I was under the impression that you had to be much older to have these things going on. Is that the case? Can you be as young as in your 30s?
No, that's a big misconception. So typically perimenopause starts in their 40s, but no question people get in their 30s. And then the average age of full-blown menopause is 51. So most people have symptoms starting in their 40s and then kind of building up. So no question, much younger than you think. And I think it's affected us more because so many of us are living like more active to a more mature age. So it really seems like it's in the prime of our life, which this is for most of us. We're pretty close to the same age.
Yes. I agree 100%. So, you know, I mentioned in the beginning, women used to hide this. Oh my gosh, we can't talk about it. Now everyone talks about perimenopause and menopause and the changes that happen to your body after you have a baby, which I think is great because there's so many side effects that can make you unhappy. And if you're hiding it, you can't get help. Weight gain, hot flashes, and mood swings. So
let's talk about those mood swings.
Yeah, whatever, Otto. Okay. So what do you think the change is? Why are we talking about it now so openly?
I think it's a couple things. You know, it's been interesting. One, I think that there's more access to treatments. I think with this whole kind of, the GLP started it, but this kind of longevity wellness, in the past we used to just see weight. We saw menopause as just things that just happen, you know, and it's just part of life. And I think now there's this realization that, you know, we can live better, we can live well, we can live happy, like all these things, and we can do something about it. So I feel like there's just been this cultural change in not just standing by and letting things happen anymore.
I love that you said that, right? You don't have to just live through it. What can women do to help relieve the stress of what's happening in our bodies?
Yeah, no question. If you think that you're having some of these symptoms, number one, you should be doing your yearly annual exam just to make sure you're in a good spot,
right?
Blood work, those type of things. And these are things, if you're doing your exam, and not everybody treats them. I think that's been a challenging. Not everybody treats kind of perimenopause. There's been some questions in the past about hormone replacement and whether it caused other risks, which we've shown that's not true, that people actually can do very well on hormone replacements. And so I think just bringing up to your physician, they don't treat them. There's a lot of people that will. And that's something that you're going to see change over the next couple of years. It's been a big push in the overall kind of wellness longevity is making sure people are well educated on the symptoms and then how to treat people appropriately with hormone replacements.
I'm glad that you said, look, some doctors won't. I always say you have to advocate for yourself and your body and your feelings. And if you are currently seeing somebody who is not listening to you, I'm sorry, you have to find somebody who will. You know, you don't have to live unhappily. Now, we've been talking about the skinny shot, Dr. Franco, way before it was cool, right? Way before anybody was really talking about it. And more studies seem to show it does more than just help with weight loss. Let's say somebody's in perimenopause, full-blown menopause, or you just had a baby, hormones are everywhere, and you're stuck, and you've got this 10, 15, even 20 pounds that you just can't get rid of. You're working out. You're doing everything. What is happening in my body? Can a GLP-1 or whatever they're called, you're the doctor, can they help with that?
No question that the GLPs have helped with that stubborn weight loss. I think even more importantly, there's some good studies showing that helps decrease the risk of major coronary artery disease. So, you know, helping protect your heart. My little brother recently went to the cardiologist for something else, and he'd gotten to his goal weight, and he's like, oh, I'm going to come off these GLPs. And his cardiologist goes, why? Why are you going to come off them? And so you're seeing a huge shift, and I think you're going to see more of that over the next couple of years. And even from a post-inflammatory, there's some studies going on. Does this help with some of the inflammation and some of these other side effects that people feel during these transition periods?
Okay, so I want to switch gears to something that has been online and in headlines. I've seen a few stars share their bad side effects using GLP-1s, but isn't it mostly a positive experience? But not everything's going to work for everyone, right?
Oh, no question. It's been life-changing for the vast majority. If you really look at, you know, the sequela of, and it runs in both of our families, but, you know, diabetes, hypertension, you know, obesity, we know that those lead to bad outcomes.
Yes.
And this is giving people hope and chances where they've never had. I think like any medication, there's side effects too. There was this misbelief when they first came out that you had to be sick for them to work. That's not true. I think we have a much better understanding of the rate which people need to lose weight. I also think the providers have become so much more educated about how to dose them. We don't necessarily need to keep increasing doses, making sure people are on a good regimen. So like anything, they've got to be used appropriately. But I will tell you, no question, like anything, we've seen people, and we saw it with lip filler and other stuff, you know, people can get carried away. So we always try to set goals. Where do we want to get to? Hey, we're in a good, healthy spot. Mm-hmm. Even though we you know, call it the skinny shot, it's really about being healthy, right? So it's not about trying to be as skinny as humanly possible. That's not the goal. The goal is to get you healthy, get you fit.
Well, and also I love that you said you think, you know, in the beginning, we thought people had to be sick. Why would you wait till you get there? You already know if you're carrying extra weight, you're going to have side effects later in life. You're going to get sick. Unfortunately, when you're obese, things start to happen to your body inside. It's not good for you. So why wait till you're sick? Why not get it under control? You've relearned, Dr. Franco, how to live. You were one of the first people I ever spoke to take the shot. Can you tell me what you weighed in the beginning and what you weigh now and how your lifestyle has changed?
Oh gosh, I lost almost 90 pounds. I was somewhere around 260, and then now I'm down to about 170. But you alluded to it. You know, it's more than just a single shot. You know, I've made some lifestyle changes.
Yes.
But I think it's about this whole thing. And I think the thing that's really been helpful is it's a real good jumpstart because people see progress. They get that motivation that helps with that strength. It helps, you know, all of us live busy lifestyles. I mean, you guys are up at before the crack of dawn. I can't even say that. and you know, so, you know, what do you eat at 3:30 in the morning on the way to the office?
Exactly.
You know, and so I think it just helps us build better habits that you can do over the long term, and that's going to be huge. And you're going to see over the next couple of years, they're working on a once-a-month shot, once-a-year shot. There's the oral medications now for people that are, you know, maybe don't want to do a shot. So there's so many options now. There's no excuses. Prices have come down, too. So that's been super helpful.
Congratulations on all your success. Dr. Johnny Franco is located in San Antonio, Austin, several locations in Austin, and continuing to spread the great news. I want to thank you for taking the time. I know it's very early, and congratulations on your weight loss, because that, like, yeah, how many years now have you been able to keep that off?
Gosh, 3.5 years now, so I'm going on 4. It'll be 4 in October, so no, that definitely doesn't even seem like it.
It doesn't, but remember I sent you a picture of us? From years ago when we first started hanging out. And now I was like, we got to update that picture. You're going to have to come into the studio here in Houston.
No, we'll do it. That'll be so much fun.
Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to seeing you and your beautiful girl very soon.
All right, we'll see you.
Talk to you. Bye. Later. Bye.